Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Based on the book Zero to Hero, the new movie Bezos, The Beginning, streaming now on all platforms, including Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Netflix, and more. This story follows Jeffrey Bezos, the then 31-year-old hedge fund manager who quits his job, and with the support of his wife and borrowed money from his father, he moves across the country to launch his dream of creating the world's largest online bookstore. It's a fascinating look at one of the most influential entrepreneurs of our time, and it's an inspirational story of American business and the drive of just one person. Now, Nick Friedman is one of the executive producers on the film, and he's also an entrepreneur himself. He's the co-founder of the company College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. He's appeared on shows like Shark Tank, Millionaire Matchmaker, The Pitch, Blue Collar Millionaires, and more. He was also named among the top 30 entrepreneurs in America, under 30 by Inc. magazine, and was on the same list as Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and Michael Dell in a Newsweek article entitled College Kid to Millionaire. And Nick joins us tonight. Welcome in, Nick.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate that.
You know, before we get into this movie, let's talk about you a little bit. College Hunks Hauling Junk. My VP here at the station said she hired you guys to move her mom some years ago. And this company concept in the very beginnings for you was really back in 2003, 20 years ago. It's a brilliant concept. How did that all come about?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. No overnight success happens overnight. No. You mentioned it being 20 years ago. It's been a long journey. But we were in college, and my buddy's mom had a beat-up cargo van from her furniture store, and she said we could borrow the van. And we actually credit her with the name, too. She goes, "You guys could be like College Hunks who haul junk." And we laughed about it at first. That's got a catchy name. You know, we put it on flyers and the phone started ringing. I always tell the story. When we first started, we had an 800 number routed to our cell phone. On the back of the number was on the back of the truck. People would call to complain about driving. I'd be in the driver's seat pretending like it wasn't me answering the phone, saying, "Hey, yeah, we'll fire those guys when they get back to the office." So, you know, fast forward to today, we've now got over 200 franchises across the U.S., over 5,000 Hunks, which, by the way, we say Hunks is an acronym. It stands for Honest, Uniform, Nice, Knowledgeable Service. So
nice.
A little more inclusive definition there. But yeah, it's been a fun ride for sure.
I love it. I love it. And I love this movie. So Bezos, The Beginning, I did just watch it. How did that all come together and how did you get involved in all of it?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I joked with my mom. I went from the moving business to the movie business. But the way this all came about, I met a gentleman, Armando Gutierrez, who's actually one of the owners of the Tampa Yankees minor league baseball team. And he does quite a few movies, and he always kind of ties a very recognizable name or figure to it. And he was telling me about how he bought the rights to the script of this movie that was going to be the very first movie made about the starting of Amazon and Jeff Bezos. So I read the script, and I just could identify with so much of what Bezos did in the early days of Amazon. And I think I was saying, you know, there's a few zeros missing from our annual revenue or net worth compared to him and Amazon. But I could just identify with the entrepreneurial experience. So I said, "Hey, I'd love to be involved, you know, acting, producing, whatever." And he said, "Well, how about both?" And so I got involved as a executive producer and also got a role in the movie playing the role of Shell, who was the first employee that Jeff Bezos hired to come work for him in the garage over in Seattle when he launched Amazon.
That's very cool. Tell folks who else starred in the picture.
You know, it's interesting. There's some interesting cameos and also main roles and supporting roles. Marcus Lemonis from the TV show The Prophet on CNBC, he plays the role of D.E. Shaw that was Bezos' boss at the hedge fund before Bezos quit and launched Amazon. Emilio Estevan, the producer and of course, husband of Gloria Estevan, plays Mike Bezos, Jeff Bezos' dad. A lot of people don't realize that Jeff Bezos' dad was a Cuban immigrant that adopted Jeff when he was 4 years old and helped, as you mentioned, provide the seed money for the startup of the business. A couple cameos include Jorge Masvidal, the UFC fighter, who plays one of the movers, moving Jeff into the garage in Seattle when he moves across country. And Eliana Ginn, who's a big TikTok influencer, over 10 million followers on TikTok. So it was a fun cast to work with and, you know, just a really great story to tell as well.
You know, I'm an entrepreneur myself. My business partner and I own a business called Retail First. We build retail store fixtures for the likes of Walgreens and Ace Hardware and True Value and Dick's Sporting Goods and so forth. But there was a moment in the movie that I saw that, you know, it's a difficult time when you're telling people that you're kind of quitting that day job and you're going to go out and do something that you have a passion for. And in the movie, it was when he sat down and told his parents, and the parents, you know, in general want stability. They want to see a physical job offer. And as you know, entrepreneurs take risks, but it was very telling that Jeff and his wife were going to do this. And they were asking his parents to invest in the idea. And it was, we need $300K. When do you need it? Tomorrow. We'd like it tomorrow. I mean, it's a big leap.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they had already quit their jobs. Their parents just couldn't quite wrap their head around it. And it, again, reminds me of my entrepreneurial experience. I remember emailing my business partner shortly after college. You know, we had done this as a summer gig, hauling junk. Hey, what's our timeline for starting college hunks hauling junk on a full-time basis? And he emailed me back, you know, all capital letters, right now, let's do this. And, of course, our parents were a little skeptical. You know, you're going to, you know, not get a job to go haul junk and move furniture, and it's going to be called college hunks? Are you throwing away your degree to start a moving and junk removal business? And so I think Bezos and his wife had the exact same conviction and passion and purpose behind their vision. And again, they had this long range vision as well. They even told some of their early investors, you know, that they weren't intending to take or turn a profit in the first 20 years of Amazon. And so it was just the fact that he had that passion and that drive and was willing to look his parents in the eye and accept an investment from them that was almost their life savings. Just showed how much conviction and commitment he had made. He jumped off, you know, and you know, burned the boat, so to speak. He wasn't coming back.
You know, and I love these movies, which talks about the origins of so many things. Like, you know, they had to pick a name, and, you know, Relentless.com and Kadabra is an abracadabra, but someone misheard the name as Cadaver, so he had to change that. And, you know, looking at the largest, you know, enormous river in South America, it would be Amazon. Like, it's hard to pick a company name like that, but just some of the origin stories in here I just found very fascinating.
That was fascinating. And believe it or not, Relentless.com still forwards to Amazon. I had to check that out when I read the script. Yeah. Cadaver does not, but Relentless.com will take you to the Amazon website. So you're absolutely right. He first thought Cadaver could be like abracadabra, like magic. But that, you know, didn't suit well and didn't land well with people. And then he felt like he was relentless. So that's why he picked that name, but realized that wasn't going to be embraced by the customers. And then ultimately, as you mentioned, found Amazon. And you're right, the naming and the brand matters. I mean, when my business partner's mom said, you know, you guys could be like college hunks who haul junk, it was like a lightning bulb went off for all of us that said, you know, that's catchy, that's different, that's going to be memorable. And so the branding of a business idea in that infancy stage is so critical to the long-term positioning of it as well.
And the speed, and talking about the speed of this thing, like, you know, $500,000 in 95, $600 million in 98. It was quite incredible. But to watch this man's dream and see it unfold, to me, I feel like there's another movie coming. Like, what's next after this? Like, obviously, this is the very, very beginnings of it. But I have a feeling there could be a sequel to this, right?
Yeah, well, think about it. You know, Jeff Bezos is so relevant in he's a pop culture icon, not just a successful entrepreneur. He's going to outer space, for goodness sake. So he went from selling books on the internet to now launching his own rocket ships. And this movie, Bezos, the beginning, really just covers him quitting his job to launching the business to, you know, selling his first book. And so we don't see kind of what's coming next. And so you're absolutely right. I think there could certainly be opportunity to tell the next phase of the evolution and the challenges that they had to face, and moving from books to other services and stuff that worked, stuff that didn't work. Of course, you know, we know from a personal standpoint, you know, he divorces Mackenzie and kind of moves into the public spotlight as sort of this icon as well.
He is an icon. And it's funny, I mentioned to my 10-year-old son tonight, I said, you know, he's who we interviewing, you know, and I said, I here's the gentleman that's an executive producer of this movie. I said, do you know who Jeff Bezos is? And my 10-year-old goes, of course I know who he is. Like, you know, so he is absolutely a cultural icon.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it was funny. I was telling my little kids, 4 or 5 years old, around Christmas time, we were talking about Santa Claus, and I didn't mention Santa by name. I said, yeah, somebody from the sky is going to come down And they said, Amazon Alexa? Is that?
Well.
No, not Amazon Alexa, but that's a good guess.
Well, that's how Christmas gifts come in, I can tell you that.
That's true.
Nick Friedman, the movie is Bezos, The Beginning, streaming now on all platforms, including Apple TV, Amazon Prime. I hope Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I would have been worried if he had blocked us from there, but we made it on Amazon.
You did. Netflix and more, of course. Nick, great talking to you. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick. All right, you're listening to 720 WGN.